This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your aviation news briefing. We've got a full board today. Boeing is back in the delivery lead for the first time in years. A major European aviation show just got pulled off the calendar. And we'll talk about why the biggest military cargo plane in the world flew for decades without a glass cockpit. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. Boeing just beat Airbus on commercial aircraft deliveries for the first quarter of 2026. That is the first time Boeing has come out ahead since the 737 MAX crisis, grounded the company's flagship narrowbody, and sent its production lines into a tailspin. Boeing delivered 143 commercial aircraft in Q1, and the bulk of that number came from a surge in 737 deliveries. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. This wasn't just Boeing firing on all cylinders. Airbus has been dealing with its own supply chain constraints, particularly on engine availability, and that held back deliveries on their end. So Boeing's win here is partly about its own recovery and partly about Airbus running into headwinds. But credit where it's due. Boeing has been clawing its way back for years now, rebuilding trust with regulators, with airlines, and with the flying public. 143 airplanes out the door in a single quarter is a real number. That's a pace that says the production system is functioning. Why does this matter to you if you're a general aviation pilot and not flying for an airline? Two reasons. First, Boeing's health affects the entire aerospace supply chain. When Boeing is building airplanes at volume, the suppliers who also make parts for your engine, your avionics, your airframe, they're busier. That can affect lead times and pricing across the board. Second, airline fleet growth drives pilot demand, and pilot demand drives training activity, which drives traffic at your airport. A healthy Boeing means a healthy pipeline, all the way down to the pattern at your local field. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, shifting over to the business aviation world, and this one caught a lot of people off guard. EBACE 2026 has been canceled. That's the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, the biggest business aviation show in Europe, organized by the European Business Aviation Association. It was scheduled to take place in less than 2 months, and the EBA pulled the plug. Details on exactly why are still coming out, but canceling a show of that size this close to the date is not a routine decision. EBACE has been a cornerstone event for the European BizAv community for years. Manufacturers, operators, brokers, service providers, they all plan their year around it. If you had travel booked or meetings lined up around that show, you'll want to check with your contacts and see what alternative plans are being made. For the broader business aviation community, this is a disruption worth watching. Trade shows are where deals get done face-to-face, and losing that venue even for 1 year has a ripple effect. Next up, a story that's more about aviation history than your next flight, but it's a good one. Simple Flying took a look at why the C-5 Galaxy, the world's largest military cargo aircraft, flew for decades without a glass cockpit. We're talking about an airplane that can swallow two M1 Abrams tanks and fly them across an ocean. And for most of its service life, the flight deck looked like it belonged in the 1960s. Because it did. The original C-5 Alpha first flew in 1968. The cockpit was designed with analog instruments, steam gauges, the whole classic panel. And the military kept it that way for a long time. The reason comes down to priorities. Military aircraft upgrades are driven by mission capability and budget, not by what looks modern. If the airplane can do the job, the cockpit stays as is. It wasn't until the C-5 mic upgrade program, the Super Galaxy variant, that Lockheed Martin finally brought in a digital glass cockpit with modern displays and flight management systems. That program also re-engined the airplane and addressed reliability issues that had plagued the fleet. This affects you if you think about it from a broader perspective. The general aviation world has its own version of this story. How many Cessna 172s and Piper Cherokees are still flying with original six-pack panels from the 1970s? The answer is a lot, and they fly just fine. Glass is nice. Glass is capable, but the round gauges get the job done and upgrading is expensive. The C-5 is just that story at a much larger scale. A couple of quick hits before we wrap up. United Airlines is rolling out its new Polaris Studio product, which is their upgraded business class seat for long-haul international routes. Simple Flying took a closer look at what that upgrade is likely to cost on various routes. If you're an airline traveler or you follow the commercial side of aviation, it's worth a read. The short version is that premium cabin products keep getting more luxurious and the pricing reflects it. And finally, if you want to look at the other end of the spectrum, Simple Flying also did a piece on John Travolta's private jet setup. Travolta has been one of aviation's most visible ambassadors for decades. The man taxied a Boeing 707 to his front door. Say what you will. That's commitment to the lifestyle. That is your ATIS briefing for today. Sources for this segment include AOPA, Simple Flying, and Aerotime. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who care about getting the story right. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay current, stay proficient, and we'll see you next time. Radio Hangar, keep the blue side up.